back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. You can also listen to the show anytime you'd like. Just go to Podcast One or go to your favorite app store or the iTunes store and download the show there, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Now, if you own a home, there's always a DIY project that needs to be done. A new survey of over 1,000 homeowners commissioned by CoinStar reveals the highs and lows of taking on a do-it-yourself home project. Joining us to discuss the survey results and offer tips for low-stress, on-budget DIY projects is Matt Blayshaw, a contributor to HGTV and DIY Network and a licensed contractor. It's our pleasure to welcome Matt to the show. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Great.
Good, good, good.
I'm doing great.
So, Matt, let's start at the beginning for you. Now, how did you get your start on HGTV, and how did the opportunity to host Yard Crashers, how did that come about?
Oh, my gosh, luck. luck and a little bit of skill. So I was a contractor before, and you know, long story short, you know, I entered a competition called the Stud Finder Competition on DIY Network. I didn't win, but they liked me enough where they invited me to do a show on DIY called Deconstruction, my first show. So, you know, three or four shows later, I got into Yard Crashers, and that we ended on we're on season 17. So, boy, it's been an amazing ride.
Okay, so you know, you're like 450 episodes into this. How did you get used to having all these cameras follow you around and then doing it while you're working on a project? How does that work? How do you get used to that?
You know, that was the hardest thing for me is that I had, because when I'm, you know, contracting and doing work on, you know, on my home, I'm not talking to anybody. I'm concentrating on the work. So when the camera was pointed at me and they're like, okay, so you explain what you're doing, it was the hard, it took me a year to try to figure that out. And now that's all I do. You know, even at home when there's no cameras anymore, I just start talking out loud.
You know? I think we all kind of do that, pretend like we're doing our own show, but you actually have your own show. So, hey, there you go.
Yeah, it works out. You can have one too.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, I understand that you even met your wife on the set of the show. Is that right? How does that happen too? I mean, look at the luck.
Isn't that amazing? I know. I met her on the last season of Yard Crashers, season 17. She was in Kansas City, and you know, she came and planted one a plant wall that I had built, and I wasn't kind of expecting love. It was something about her. She was funny, and you know, Midwestern girl. I'm from Orange County, and you know, I had to beg her basically to go out with me. I got the, the phone number from the contractor. He didn't want to give it to me. And then, you know, we went out and I, you know, sparks flew for me. And, you know, I knew that I was going to marry that girl. So, I mean, in true Yard Crasher fashion, we do the shows in 2 days. You know, I got married and within a year, and we're having our first child August 8th here, so it's a boy. So boy, what a year for me.
All right, well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Now let's talk about this. Now I understand that more people are doing their own home improvement projects. Why do you think more and more people are taking on this task and doing their own home improvement projects?
So CoinStar did a survey, and the most common reasons that homeowners are taking on projects, 65% of them is to say they want to save money, and they also want to increase the value of their home. And I believe they just want to do something that puts pride in their home. I think, you know, when you do something yourself and you see it finished, I mean, it's just such a sense of accomplishment. So yeah, sure, the money savings there, you increase the value, but also you get that pride of ownership, which I think is fantastic.
Now, I understand on that same survey, you found that there's a lot of household tension, which is no surprise to me because me and my wife, we've tried to do home improvement projects, and it just didn't work out for us. So I can see that.
I might be a licensed contractor, but I believe I should be a licensed marriage counselor sometimes when I go on to these shows because, man, you know, some people, and especially, you know, with these yards or, you know, projects that haven't quite been completed, you know, I go back there and the wife is just, you know, she's just upset. It's not working, or they tried to work together. And, you know, 65% in that survey of the respondents said they do a home that perform a home improvement project with someone else, say they end up in an argument. It's 65%. That's way too much. So what I say to do, you got to plan in advance. You gotta give everyone a specific role. You know, you gotta give your wife a role. You know her strengths. You know your weaknesses. You gotta do your own job, and then you know, give each other a break. You know, expect some mistakes are gonna happen, and then just kind of roll from there.
Okay, so what are some of the biggest mistakes you see people make in trying to do a home improvement project themselves, to DIY it? Some projects are probably just best left for the professionals, but what do you see?
You taking on too much. You know, taking on way too much. I like, you know, personally, I like someone that tries something that they've never tried before, you know. But, you know, don't take on too much, and it's just going to get overwhelming, and you're not going to finish it. So I say take little bite-sized pieces. Try something, you know, if you want to do some flooring, try a small room first, complete that, see how it's done, get all the kinks out, and then you can start working around the house. You know, if you go and you just, you know, like especially with backyards, you try to just knock down the entire backyard, you're going to have a hard time building back up because you're going to get frustrated. It's going to take a long time, and you're going to blow the budget.
Okay. And so what advice would you give to people to stay on budget, which is really the goal when you're putting one of these projects together? What advice do you give people to stay on budget doing a DIY project?
You know, you got to start the budget, you got to create the budget, and get realistic. I want you to put down numbers, write them down. You don't want to be among the 30% of the people who say they've left projects incomplete because they ran out of money. And most people, they're gonna spend about $500 or more on home improvement projects this year. And most people will just use the cash that they have. So this is a project that I started. I started my own coin jar, and I put it right on top of my dresser. And that coin jar is a resource for paying for all your projects or some of your projects. You take that jar, when it's filled up, you take it down to a CoinStar kiosk. You get cash, or even better, this is what I do. I get a no-fee e-gift card, and you get it at places like Home Depot, Lowe's, Amazon.com. And, you know, the average coin pour for an e-gift card is about $76. So, that's cash on hand, and I'm sure that's going to help with the argument a little bit.
All right, good. So let's talk about this. What are some easy projects that we can take on at our house that, you know, that will increase the value of our house? But then again, you know, we're talking about bringing those coins in, but won't break the bank at the same time. Just simple things that we can do to our own homes to improve the value of our home without breaking the bank.
You know, I really love flooring. You know, flooring has become pretty easy. They've had these great technology, these click together technology. I love this stuff called luxury laminate. That's pretty easy to lay down, or luxury vinyl. That's a great way. That's a great value add to the house. You know, if you take out your carpet and put that back down, start that in a small room, and then just kind of go from there. I have people start with that all the time, and it's just a great way to add just such a finish, or a backsplash in a kitchen is also, you know, good as well.
All right. Now, Matt, I know you're running out of time this morning, but if our listeners would like to find out more information about what you guys are doing at CoinStar, if they would like to find out more about you, find out more about Yard Crashers, how can they find out more about those things?
Absolutely. You can go to CoinStar.com, check out the survey, and you can also find that kiosk around the neighborhood so you can take that coin jar, take it down, and start that project this spring.
All right. What about you, if they would like to find out more about you and what you're doing?
Oh, sure. You can go to MattBlashaw.com. You know, also, you know, DIY Network, HGTV. But, you know, I got a lot of things going on and a lot of projects for you. So you can always reach out as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Matt, and continued success with Yard Crashers and all that you're doing. Thank you so much for stopping by.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We've been speaking to licensed contractor and HGTV and DIY Network contributor Matt Blashaw.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.